The angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. You are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said." It was the worst week possible. They all believed him when he said that the kingdom of heaven was like a treasure hidden in a field, and a man came and he discovered the treasure, so he went home and he sold everything he had, and he bought that field because there wasn't anything on this world that was worth holding on to and not having that treasure. They believed him when he said it was like a pearl of great price that a merchant found in the marketplace. And when he saw it, he just had to have it. So he went home and he sold everything he had and he bought that pearl. They believed him completely. Peter, James, John, Mary Magdalene, and hundreds, thousands of others were inspired by his words. They believed those words. They took them to heart. And then, in one horrible week, they lost all hope in the one called Jesus. Why? They put their hope in the things that he said, but now they could no longer believe. He said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." He said, "Come to me, you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest." He said, "Whoever lives and believes in me will never die." He said. But on Friday afternoon, he died. Words had to be said about him, but not by him. Maybe you've been to a funeral of a loved one. You've gotten up really close to the casket. And those feelings of grief come over you, but also that odd, eerie feeling that you're looking at someone's body, but they're not there anymore. You maybe have gotten up close to a body and you've touched the body, and the first thing you notice is that it's cold. You've never known that person to be cold before. And their skin is tight. And if you try to move their fingers, their hands are stiff. It's a weird, eerie feeling. That must have been how Jesus' friends felt when they saw his body taken down off the cross. They put all their trust in him. They loved him. They just wanted to be with him all the time. But he was dead. If the story of Jesus ended there, there would be no Christian church. There would be no Easter sunrise services. And Jesus would just be a footnote in history. That's what some TV producers would lead us to believe when they presented the remains of someone who was called Jesus. At least that's what it said on his coffin, on his bone box, and which they found in an expensive tomb in Jerusalem some 27 years ago, and they've just released it now. It's nothing really for Christians to worry about, for there are many people named Jesus, hundreds probably at that time in Jerusalem, and certainly a couple of them probably had the popular name for a father named Joseph. That name Jesus is really just the equivalent of Joshua, by the way. But the story of Jesus not only continues here at his death, but it gets better. Before Jesus died, he said about himself, "They will condemn him to death and then turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified. And on the third day, he will be raised to life." And on the third day, Easter day, Jesus rose from the dead, just as he said. Easter is the celebration that all these things happened, just as he said. Everything Jesus says comes true. Everything. Jesus said he came to suffer punishment and die for sin. He did. You have read it yourself." When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." And with that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Jesus said he would rise from the dead. He did. They will kill him, and on the third day, he will be raised to life, is what he said. Jesus said that he would meet the disciples in Galilee after he rose from the dead. He did. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to keep all the things that I have said, and I'll be with you always to the end of the age. Jesus said that he loves you, and he wants you to live forever with him. He does, and he gives you his word. You have heard the words of John 3:16, which tells us about this love. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Bad things happen. Loved ones die. We get incurable diseases. We get sick and injured. Finances can become tough. Relationships with each other have their struggles. But Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in me." He said, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. But now I go and prepare a place for you there. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back to you so that you also may be where I am." Every time Jesus spoke, things unfolded just as he said. If that's not enough to convince you, well then just take a look at the 39 books of the Old Testament and all that the prophets said about Jesus hundreds of years before he was even born. It all came true just as they said. So take heart. Be encouraged. Because of Jesus, your sins are forgiven. Your prayers are answered. Your names are written in heaven. You are given the gift of the Holy Spirit. You have been promised eternal life. And you, my friends, will spend eternity with God in heaven. And no matter what you go through in this life, no matter what overcomes you, no matter what troubles come your way, you can know this, that he will be with you always to the end of the age, just as he said. What's more than that? Your loved ones who have died, they, if they've died in faith, with faith in Christ in their hearts, you will see them again. Your children that you will leave behind when you die and go on from this world, God promises that he will watch over them. The world that we live in, the world that sees warfare and bloodshed and unrest and evil being passed off as good, all of this is going to end, and all must give an account to God for what they believe and what they did. And you, if you trust in what Jesus has said, and let it be the truth that guides you in a world of half-truths and outright lies, then you will be raised above it all forever. Have faith, for it is happening just as he said. I say have faith because this does require faith. But you do have faith. You have faith in other things. You have faith that last night your furnace was going to keep you warm. You have faith that the stores are always going to have food when you go to them. You have faith that the sun would come up today, just as it did. You have faith that somebody won't come the other way down the road, cross the center line, and kill you, or you wouldn't even get on the highway or the street this morning. You have faith that you aren't going to get some kind of incurable disease today that'll kill you. You have faith that no other country is going to come invade our country and take away your property and force you out of your home and make you wander the roads and the highways looking for a place to live and something to eat. You have faith. You have faith that you're going to have enough money to pay your mortgage or your rent this month and buy your food. You have faith in all of these things. Have faith that Jesus rose from the dead just as he said he would. And he did it to forgive your sins. Have faith in this, and you will rise again one day with him. As it always has been, will continue to be, just as he said. Let us pray. Father, when things go wrong in life, help me to remember that you have everything under control and that your promises are true, just as you have said and you have proven in your word. Bless us today as we celebrate your glorious resurrection, the resurrection of your only Son, Jesus, that he has conquered death and given us life, now and forever in heaven with you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia.